Employees at both hardware stores in Haines say they get calls about electric fencing every day. It's a popular bear deterrent.
You know, there again, it's some people use these metal T-posts for their fencing. Some need wood posts.
Tom Andreessen works at one of them, and he points out the different options.
Different standoffs to hold the wire there.
Have you sold a lot of these this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our supply warehouse in Washington State did not have enough to satisfy our demand, and so I went directly to the manufacturer of this stuff and just ordered cases of everything.
The run on electric fencing isn't the only demand the season's uptick in bear activity has elicited.
The last couple of weeks especially, we've seen people coming in to repair storage shed doors that have been pushed in, greenhouses that have been demolished.
Owner Chip Lundy says the local hardware store should just be part of a solution.
Maybe there should be someone in the borough government, or Fish and Game for that matter, that could come to a site and prescribe some sort of mitigation, bear fence or this or that, or, you know, not just looking for an attractant, but how do we deal with it?
That's proved to be a difficult question to answer. The police have cited households with bear attractants. The dump has secured its premises. Law enforcement and private citizens have shot 15 bears this season. And even after 4 bears were dispatched just last week, more keep coming.
Almost every night we get like 1 or 2 bears that like push in a garage door or, you know, something like that.
Colin Nemec has been Haines State Wildlife Trooper since March. He's the only trooper from Skagway to Juneau. He said this level of activity is unprecedented. He started keeping a tally of bear incidents in a whiteboard in his office.
So bears entering property, property damage, and then charging incidents. We've had like 3 calls of people being charged or brushed by a bear. Some of them have been off the road at like 26 mile, but there was one in Downwood Bay.
As we spoke, a citizen who shot a bear in defense of their property called for advice on how to dispose of it. Nemec has had to dispatch more bears in the last few months than his predecessor, Trooper Trent Chakowski, did in years at the same post. In fact, Chakowski didn't have to dispatch any bears. There's 20 tally marks on Nemec's whiteboard. That's 20 calls for property damage, house entry, and bear charges in a week.
This has kind of been unprecedented throughout Alaska this year. The bears have been just kind of abnormally active in town.
He said he doesn't expect this kind of behavior until the fall, when berries and salmon dwindle.
And that's usually when the bears start to get kind of hangry. I guess that's the best way I can explain it right there. The bears are hangry.
Local fish and game biologists are out collaring bears and examining scat near Glacier Point. They're halfway through a 6-year bear research project. They say the bears they see are eating berries and salmon. But the tally on Nemec's whiteboard keeps going up. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.